together. It was. And the three churches that formed the downtown, the three, the Methodist, the Disciples, and the Presbyterian, every year they would gather at one of the three as a community Thanksgiving service. And we all went as a family. That was the big thing. Very seldom did we have snow, but when it did, that was no problem. You know, you could hear the rubber boots getting kicked off at the door. And we'd have our service. But Thanksgiving was a time when we had to be together. And we were together as family. Grandma and Mom already had everything pretty well under hand. There was already the pumpkin pies, at least two, maybe three, depending on what mood my grandfather was in. The bread was cubed, and remember how you used to leave it to dry out overnight? It made better stuffing, which I never understood because you wet it with butter and everything else anyway. But the bread was all there, cut up into the bowl and drying. And we were ready. The table was set. We were ready for Thanksgiving, and we'd go to church. And we were reminded how thankful we would be as a nation. I told Barbara when I was thinking about it, the only time I ever heard my grandfather pray, he was a very stoic man, Grandpa Huggins, was Thanksgiving. And I heard him pray. He was a good, devoted Christian for Christmas and Easter, but the rest of the time, no, I don't really want to be bothered. But I never heard him pray other than Thanksgiving. And then, gosh, I thought God was speaking. And I was really quiet. I didn't want to make a noise or a sound. He was talking to God. And being very thankful at the same time. At the same time. I remember Thanksgiving after World War II was over, and my mother decided we're all going to be in our living room because it was the biggest room in the house. And we had tables spread from one end to the other, and her family came up from Ohio. My Uncle Gene was back from the Bulge. Dad was done. Everybody was there. And again, my grandpa offered prayer. My grandpa Leonard couldn't speak. He'd had a cancer of the throat, so he could only make noises. But Grandpa Huggins could, and I knew God listened. That was something. I remember that. Right now, as if it just happened yesterday. Now, the scripture that we're going to be using this morning is going to blow your mind when you open the Bible. Because it's about lepers. Oh, what's that have to do with Thanksgiving? You'll see. Open your Bibles. This is a good text and a good one for Thanksgiving. I really think so because it's a reminder. Here's our gospel lesson, Luke, the 17th chapter, verses 11 through 19. And you see in your scripture that the 17th chapter and the verses I have are really just about 10 being healed of leprosy. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice, and he threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. Thanksgiving is a reminder for us to be grateful to God for the many blessings that we have day by day, week by week, month by month, year in and year out. But Thanksgiving, notwithstanding the Puritan pictures and everything else, is a time, one singular time, when we as a nation should take the time to thank God for what we have. It's a chore to instill the idea to our younger generation because they've grown up with so much and so many things and so many blessings that they take for granted as a very natural part of life. It's hard to tell people who just aren't thankful for anything because they've had blessings that they take for granted. So how do you really take a pause mark and say one day is enough allocated to give thanks to God for all the blessings that have come to me? But gratitude is hard, isn't it? It's hard to say thank you. It's hard to be grateful. Our scripture takes a particular note of thanksgiving. It's dealing in here with lepers. And I told you it seems out of place for a Thanksgiving sermon. It does. But it doesn't either, because the story offers a compelling reason for being more thankful. Being more thankful at Thanksgiving in 2014 than perhaps ever before in our history or your life. The lesson shows a group of lepers who are really outcasts. They're outcasts from society. You note in the first part, it said that they stood at a distance and they yelled because they weren't allowed to get close to anyone. That was the law. That was the law. And this group, probably because it mentions Samaritan in the scripture, was made up of probably Jews and Samaritan Gentiles. A mixed group. But the one thing they had in common was leprosy, and they were outcast by the rest of society, so they had very little to look forward to ever in their life. Ever. These two diverse groups normally had nothing to do with each other, sort of like Democrats and Republicans in Washington. Okay? They were outcasts. And the rest of society looked at them and go, ugh, stay away from us. The disease brought them together. Being outcasts united them because they were as different as night and day. Samaritans, Jews. Now Jesus healed them and they were welcomed back into the normal society. We're assuming that. That's broken down. That's what you assume. After they went to the temple priest, they were cleansed. All was well. They were normal people again. But one of them, that's what had caught my eye. One of them, a Samaritan. A Samaritan came back to thank Jesus Christ in person for healing him. Jesus asked the disciples and those around, what happened to the other 9? They didn't come back and didn't. Whatever happened to them? Well, they got what they wanted and life was good. You and I have some common sense reasons for being thankful because of our freedom and our abundance as people in the United States of America. We have material blessings that we can't even begin to list or to count. We do. You and I have more abundance than anything, and like that Samaritan, we really should be more than just thankful to God for providing for us and us providing for ourselves as well. God gave us Jesus Christ as a sacrifice for eternal life. But there's also a condition in getting Christ and having Christ and being with Christ. You have an obligation to give and to serve and to share your life. We have that. That Samaritan saw this in Christ. We habitually fail to give credit where credit is due, don't we? I do this all the time. I do. I forget to say thank you. Thank you for adding blessings to us, to each member of the choir, for giving up a Wednesday evening to come and rehearse. Thank you to Joan for taking all the time that you take to carefully go over the music, to look what the sermon is, to see what's going on, to see if it blends. I forget to thank Mike Marchman for going through the chore of being a treasurer, to keeping us accountable. I forget to thank Corey for showing up on Sunday, for taking care of the sound system, for doing all of this. I forget to thank all of you who come regularly and share. I forget to thank the number of people that come and give offerings to make us a church. I forget. And I forget to thank everyone who give their time, who give their talents to make McLeod a ministry. We're all like this, aren't we? Aren't we? We're not the centers of the creation that we think we are. We forget to say thank you. How many of us really remember to give thanks to God who gives us everything? Everything. How many of us pause long enough to remember that life is best? Life is richer when it's shared. When it's shared. How many of us take time to become more thankful for all of life? And replace harsh criticism and anger with a sweet reflection, good word, sweet reflection of God's never-ending love. Being more than thankful is being that Samaritan who bothered to come back and say, you know what, Jesus, you did a good thing. You made me whole and part of my community again. I think Jesus was trying that last night when he was with his disciples to get them to be thankful to God for the blessings that they had known, that they really had known in that ministry that they did together, the disciples and Jesus, and everybody else that suddenly became a part of that wonderful new mission. Isn't it grand that you can begin your Thanksgiving week at Christ's table? Isn't it grand that you can take the opportunity to pause and remember the bread and the cup. Would the elders join me at the front? And I invite you to join with me as we pray in preparation. Loving God, we pray now that your Spirit would transfer from on high to McLeod. We pray that your Spirit now would inhabit not only the bread and the cup, but our sharing, our living, and our caring for Christ. Indeed, we are a thankful people. Give us your blessing now. Amen.